this morning, I am joined by the lovely Kerry Podhast. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so good. You have been my favourite person to watch on the show so far, but how have you felt watching it all back?
Oh, Molly, thank you for saying that. I never would have expected that. Yeah, mixed emotions. Like, it brings back some of the emotional component, you know, the fear. You know, my heart was beating a few times throughout, especially when I was being drowned in the wagon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, watching me leaving last night and, you know, remembering how I felt, I was so disappointed. My knee had started really getting bad and I just, you know, it was silly to stay there any longer, but I pushed it as hard as I could, and I just, yeah, as weird as it is, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
not at the time, but thinking back afterwards, it was like enjoyable but super scary and super hard.
Oh my God. And I've said it so many times on this show already, there's no way you could do that show. It looks so terrifying in every way possible. I wanted to know, how did you actually injure your knee?
Well, I mean, obviously my knees haven't been great, you know, since retiring. I played 20 years of indoor and then beach volleyball, so I've jumped millions of times.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Knees have already, you know, they've already done their dash. And I'd already had 4 surgeries on that particular knee, so it was what I would call my worst knee. I injured it a little bit on the lead up to the show, and I was a little bit concerned that I wouldn't even be able to make it to the start line, but I pushed through that, and that was a real effort to get there when I was training, because I kind of overdid it. And then I don't even know how I did it. I think it was just the twisting and turning with the 20 kilos on your back and, you know, the cold and having to stand still and then run off at a sprint, you know, and little things like that. You know, I just chipped a bit of cartilage off. So, yeah, those are the things that happened, but, you know, no regrets. It's healing, and I just wish I could have stayed longer.
Yeah, and you could see that on your face, on the screens for sure. I want to talk about the moment where you were singled out as the weakest contestant, because honestly, from the bottom of my heart to me, that was the moment where you showed the most incredible strength, and that is when you were just cemented as my favourite contestant on the show. How did you stay so composed in that moment?
Well, it was, to me, it was going to be obvious that they had to pick me out because, you know, obviously you've got your big guys, Sam Burgess, Mark Philippoussis, Jet Kenny, Dan, you know, you've got your guys who are big guys, you know, they're in a different kind of realm. And then you've got strong girls, Yana and Alicia when she was there. And then you've got the smaller girls, Bonnie and Jess, and they were half my age.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And, you know, they were strong, and they are strong and fit young women. So it was kind of obvious that it was going to have to be me. But when they were saying my name, like, they looked at me and they gave me a really sly little kind of, I'm really sorry to have to say this look.
Yeah.
So that was almost why I was more upset, because I could see it was hard for most of them to say my number. And then what you didn't see was when he called me up, he said, you know, do you think you are the weakest? And I said, physically, yes, but mentally, no. That's what my comment was. And then he asked me who I thought was the next weakest. And obviously, you know, I had to say one of the smaller girls. So I just picked poor old Bonnie. So, you know, Bonnie and I were the ones that ended up having to be the captains. But yeah, it brings back those feelings, you know, if you've ever been in that thing in the, you know, in the playground as a kid where, you know, they're picking teams and they leave you as the last person. It makes you feel a little bit like that. And I was bullied back in South Australia when I grew up in primary school. I was one of the kids that was kind of bullied a little bit. So, I did feel a bit of that.
Yeah. Oh, I was bullied in primary school as well. I'm here with you on that. And those memories stay with you. I wanted to talk to you, Kerry, about one of the most challenging moments of the show so far. It was actually a punishment. You guys were told to stand completely still in a line in silence in the freezing cold. You were there for like 2 hours or something, right?
Well, we'll never know exactly how long it was. It was an incredibly long time. But I'm pretty sure that they had that plan. So they were going to make one team and possibly ours anyway, because we lost that challenge that day, do it. But I think the fact that, and it wasn't just me that had a water bottle that was a little empty. Isabel did as well. And I'm like, damn it. Making it look like it was all my fault.
Editing.
So we'd both taken a sip of our bottle after we'd filled it. And of course you can't. And that was the dreaded mistake. And that was the first time I'd done that. And I just did it out of habit.
Mm.
You know, you fill your bottle, you take a sip.
Yeah.
Before you put the lid on. And so that was really, really hard. And I found myself standing there in the cold, wet.
Because you were wet, of course.
We weren't allowed to move. Yeah, we weren't allowed to move. Like, I was twitching a finger at one point, and then I kind of said, oh, gosh, better stop doing that, otherwise you're going to hear this big, booming God voice come down from the clouds going, stop moving. But I was like, I was trying to calm my mind, and there was a brick wall in front of me about, I don't know, 100 metres away, and I was literally counting the bricks in my head, just, and I'd get to about 100 bricks, and then I'd lose my count, and I'd start again. And that was what was keeping my mind occupied.
Oh, my gosh. So nobody spoke at all in that whole period of time?
No. We weren't allowed to. They left. They walked away and walked away. And we didn't know if he was standing 20 metres away because we couldn't turn our heads or anything.
Oh.
So they said, stand completely still, do not move an inch. And we didn't know if they were watching us back with the cameras in the square or... And we thought if we do anything like that we're not allowed to do, we're just going to be here longer and get punished more. So,
yeah, God.
Yeah, we had no idea.
Oh, well, I think that would have been the hardest challenge of all for me because I'm someone who gets paid to talk, so that would have been very stressful. One of the other challenges of note is the last one that you actually took part in, which was the ice bath. Was that as bad as it looked?
Look, it's funny. When I saw Jessica Perez last night, you know, she really struggled getting in there. Most of us just went, oh, my God, that looks amazing. My body is so sore.
Oh,
and as an athlete, you welcome it. But it's still pretty cold, absolutely cold. And you don't know how deep it was. You didn't know if you were just going to sink to the bottom or you'd struggle to kind of stay up. I think maybe that's what Jess was scared of.
Well, after that is when we saw you voluntarily withdraw from the competition. And in your closing little montage, you said that you wanted to come out of this experience being okay with being vulnerable and being broken. Where are you at with all of that? Did that happen for you?
It definitely did. Like, watching it back, it made me realise that, yeah, I can be vulnerable and open up. I've been so strong all my life, you know.
You can see that.
Not just playing my sport, but also since, you know, strong for my friends, strong for my family. Like, I guess not showing my own insecurities to some of my closest friends. So, you know, it definitely has made me realise, and especially the outpouring of love and support that I've got from all around the country. Like, I'm still answering hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages that I've got from women especially, saying that they've been inspired. And that was my reason for going on the show. Big reason was obviously wanting to challenge myself, but wanting to inspire women around my age group or any women to just push past what they think is possible. Like, we all kind of have fears and doubts and, you know, we stop. And it's just, like, we can do so much more.
Mm.
And I kind of feel like it's mission accomplished. I did what I set out to do for myself and also, you know, to inspire other women. So I'm really happy. I'm really, really happy.
And you should be. Thank you so much for sharing that vulnerability with us and showing us what emotional strength looks like and that it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still go out and do whatever challenge you set your mind to. Thank you so much, Kerry. You really are a true inspiration.
Thanks, Molly.